We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Welcome to Wednesday. This is Bob Arthurs, and this is the Refresh Radio broadcast brought to you by the saints at Merit Assembly of God and our sponsors that help us out a little bit. And, you know, we are very thankful for each of you. Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast, and we consider it an honor to bring the Word of God to you. Today is our vintage service. We will be meeting at 11 o'clock today, so if you are, don't have anything to do, maybe you've even got a mom, dad, and they're getting on up there in years, and they don't get out of the house much, but they love Jesus and love hanging out with some people. We'd like to invite you to bring them to our Refresh service, where we will be preaching the Word, and it'll be a great opportunity for some of them to get out in fellowship. I was at a outdoor concert with my daughter about a year ago, and during that outdoor concert, there was a band that was playing, and a husband and his wife got up and started dancing, and I didn't know them or anything, but I was told later that they went up and thanked the band because when they started playing those old songs, the wife started remembering those songs that were being played, and it enabled her to remember, and she was able to have a great time with her husband during that time. And it was something that was brought about because something familiar was going on. And right now, we have a lot of saints that are getting on up there. They may be homebound. They may not get out much. Some of their faculties may not be what they once were. So I just want to encourage you today. If you have a mom or dad, they love God, they just don't get out to fellowship with the saints very much, to encourage you to bring them today, and with some of the songs that we're going to be singing and the Word of God going forth, it may be one of the greatest gifts that you could give them, is to come out and hang out with other believers of like faith. And so that will take place today at 11 o'clock at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island, two blocks north of 520, two blocks west of Courtney Parkway, and two blocks east of Tropical Trail. Also tonight will be our Boys and Girls Ministry program. We also have a third class that is meeting, and we're really excited about what God is doing there. We're believing that 2015 is going to surpass everything that we experienced in 2014. We're constantly tweaking and retooling ourselves to make sure that we are good stewards of God's resources, but also that we are doing the best we can to minister to needs right here in Brevard County. So those are some things that are coming up. I do want to ask you if you would join me in praying this coming week that there will be people who will get saved. Pray that the Holy Spirit would move in our community over the next several days, preparing people's hearts to embrace a heart of repentance and then accept the forgiveness that Jesus has for them, that this weekend would be a remarkable transformation. We will have a gift this weekend that is available to all of our guests. If you also bring a guest, we'll have a gift for you as well. And we try and be a little creative with that, moving things around from time to time. But we request that you pray for us, that the Holy Spirit would utilize us to bring people into an encounter with Jesus, and that they would be transformed for eternity. So if you know somebody who's not yet a believer, or maybe they're away right now, if and let me just speak this. I don't think I've ever said this on the radio program here. I just feel prompted to do it right now. Right now, if you've got a loved one in your life and they're in a prodigal condition, they have been serving the Lord and now they're off, they're doing their thing, they're living for the world, and in Texas they would say sowing their wild oats and all of that sort of stuff. If you got a person that is far away from the Lord, I want to encourage you to do what the Father did, and that is lift up your eyes in that direction every day with an expectation that they are coming home. And so we want to be praying for you. If there is a prayer request that you have, you can contact us at 454-4263, 454-4263. You can email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. You can mail us a letter at 165 North Grove Street. You can contact us on Facebook at Merit Assembly of God. Let us know, and we will join you in praying for those loved ones to come to faith in Jesus Christ. So those are some exciting things that we have coming up, and if we can be a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to do that. Today we are going to return back to the book of Matthew chapter 6. Several months ago we started dealing with the various aspects of the Lord's Prayer. And in verse number 9, it says this: "In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one," or from evil, "for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." And so today I want to return to this because we've been dealing with it in little segments here, and then we'll spend quite some time on these segments. But we started off talking about our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so that's the foundation of the prayer. It's a foundation of relationship. There are so many people who are looking at the church as an institution when they don't realize that the church is actually about relationship. There is a difference between Christianity and other religions around the world, and that is ours is a relationship-based faith as opposed to a works-based faith. You have a heavenly Father who loves you. And so I want you to know that. I want you to know he's in heaven. It's a perfect place. It is a sinless place. He has divine perspective, perfect knowledge about everything that is going on. One of the things you are never going to hear God say is, "Oh, I didn't know that." He is aware of everything that is going on in your life. And we've talked about that. We've talked about hallowed be your name and how important it is to worship God. The scripture says, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord." And then we talked about his kingdom and the desire for his kingdom to come. And then we had already done a segment on God's will. So we briefly touched on your will be done, but the desire is your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I want you to know that that's just not an abstract all around the earth. I believe that God is desirous of his kingdom to come, not just globally, but to our locality as well. And so if we're just praying for his will to be done on earth, you know, we could resolve ourselves to say, well, he's pouring out his spirit in the Far East. He's pouring out his spirit in Africa. He's pouring out his spirit in South America, and he just hadn't got here yet. Well, I believe that it is the will of God that Brevard County and Merritt Island, the central part of the county here, and you know, I know that this reaches to the south and to the north, and I believe it's true there as well. I believe that Jesus was saying, "Pray, God, we want your will to be done in our locality as well as globally." And so I want God's will to be done in my life. I want God's will to be done in my marriage. I want God's will in my health, my finances, my mental faculties. I want God's will to be done just as it is in heaven. And so let me just tell you just briefly how the will of God is done in heaven. God speaks. There is not a debate with the angels about whether or not it's a good idea. The angels receive the instructions from God, and he goes and does it. When God speaks in the heavenlies, it takes place. And so you and I, we need to not only pray that his will would be done in our area as well as globally as it is in heaven. We need to say, God, I'm not going to argue about the things that your word has to say. There are so many people right now, and they're trying to redefine the Bible to accommodate their pet sins, their pet shortcomings, their pet strongholds, and yet they want to say at the same time, God, we just want your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. There was a horribly tragic situation that took place over in Tampa last week. And I talked to people, and they know I'm a pastor, and they were just talking about it and how outraged they are that a father, you know, could throw his daughter off the bridge like that. And I want you to know that the Word of God says that if you cause one of these little ones to stumble, that it's not good for you. I mean, you might as well just have a millstone thrown around your neck and throw yourself off a bridge yourself. I can't fathom doing something like that. And I can tell you that that was not God's will in that situation. God's will is life, not death. God's will is healing and forgiveness. It is not killing innocent children. That is not God's will. So we don't want that sort of stuff taking place in our county. We want to pray God's will would come. We want to pray that people who need healing in their minds will get that healing. We need to believe God for people in our community who feel like they've reached the end of their rope. They're at their wit's end. We need to pray that when they get to the end of the rope, that they find Jesus is there. And that when they come to the end of their wits, that Jesus still is able to minister with wisdom and grace and bring them through that situation. So my wife and I have had seasons in our life where the problems that we were facing were ominous. And we did not know how we were going to survive financially through those situations. And God got us through them, and we looked back a little bit later and said, God, we still don't know how you got us through those situations. You know, when I don't know how you would be able to function if right in the middle of a pregnancy you lost your job and you were the primary breadwinner. And I can't tell you exactly how we did, except by the grace of God. So we want God's will to be done. And then we go into a different aspect of the prayer in verse number 11. Now, when most people think of praying to God, this is the aspect of prayer that they are talking about. They tend to want to skip over the foundation that we have been setting. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. They want to just gloss right over all that, or at best just kind of repeat that because they've heard it, even though Jesus in the verses leading up to this talks about do not just be vainly repeating things, or do not just be quoting them from memory, but actually intentionally focusing on these various aspects of your relationship with the Heavenly Father. But here in verse number 11, we are given this instruction. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. The truth of the matter is this. God is not just concerned about your past and making sure that you are forgiven of your sins. He is not just concerned about your eternity and spending that eternity with him. He is concerned about both of those things, but that is not all he is concerned about. He is not just concerned about your spiritual well-being. He is concerned about today. He is concerned about this day, Wednesday. He is concerned about your day, not just the day as a whole, but he is concerned about your day. How are you going to function? There are some things that we are praying for right now, for relatives, family members, that some of them need healing, some of them need salvation, some of them need deliverance. We need some that God would provide open doors so that a new season in their life can come to be. There are some things that we're praying, just God, Lord, would you touch the possessions and miraculously provide? And the good news is that God's is concerned about those things. Jesus said, this is how you are to pray. And after you've talked about the relationship and the foundation and all of that, then he says you can go on and say, give us this day our daily bread. Not only is he concerned about your day today, but if you look at that, he does not just ask you to pray for your day. He says, pray, give us, that is plural, give us a day, or give us today, this day, our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. He is concerned about you. He is concerned about you. Now, I want to take you real quickly to 3 John, verse number 2, and it says, may you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. May you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. If you do not think that God is concerned about your tangible needs that you have, I want to take you a little bit later in Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 33. Well, let me go a little bit above 33 to verse number 22. Let's go on up to verse number 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? That was about 18 inches, by the way. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its trouble, is its own trouble. And so here he tells us the things that we've got to get in relationship if we really want to see God provide for us our daily needs. We don't face the urgency a lot of times that people in ancient cultures did. Back then, they had to look for ways to preserve their food. Then they didn't have refrigeration capabilities. where they were able to preserve it for a long time. It was an agrarian society. And so when they were praying for their daily bread, they really meant, God, we need to eat. And so here he says, first of all, you've got to understand whom you're serving. You've got to understand that you've got to have only God. And he says, you cannot serve God and mammon. And by the way, that word mammon means money. You cannot have God as the highest seat in your life and money in the highest seat of your life at the same time. You have to make a choice, and money comes and money goes. There was a time in the Old Testament, and God sent a prophet, and he said, you put money in your bags, and when you do, you don't realize that it's got holes in it. How many of you have known somebody that as soon as they got some money, it just like burned holes right in their pocket? It was calling to them. It was saying, spend me, spend me, spend me. Even if you don't need anything, spend me. Don't pay your debts off. Don't make your life easier or anything like that. Spend me. You're going to be so much happier. And I want you to know that money, it's not going to be the security. There are some people who are basing their retirement on what their financial portfolio looks like, and I want you to know that you're going to be most disappointed. In fact, most people who are like that, they are filled with anxiety because they're watching to see if it goes up, if it goes down. What's the stock market doing today? You know what? With God as the utmost authority in your life, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the source. He is our source. And so it talks about that. And then it says, don't worry about your life. Don't worry about what you are going to eat. Don't worry about what you're going to drink. Don't worry about your body. Don't worry about your clothes. Don't worry about your shelter. Don't worry about all of those things. And he goes on and says, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. And then he says this, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Can I tell you just the flat honest truth today? Everybody has needs. Everyone has needs that arise. I was talking to someone the other day, and they were talking about how they got dressed up to go someplace, and all of a sudden they discovered that they needed new shoes, not because, you know, they didn't look good. They literally fell apart. You know, around my house, it's not unusual to have the girls come in and say, oh, I had this pair of shoes on today, and they broke. There are things that come up. People have needs. Vehicles need maintenance. All of that sort of stuff. And if all we are doing as a society is moving from God meet this need to God meet this need to God meet this need to God meet this need, we are missing the greatest part of the relationship. Does God care about our needs? He absolutely does. In fact, we're going to begin talking today about how good God is. God is the ultimate giver. God is the ultimate giver, but he says that if you want your needs met, if you want all of these things added to you, if you want your daily bread, then you need to make sure that you are doing the most important things first, and that is seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. As a pastor, I'm going to make a confession to you right now. My heart breaks for people who all they want is their immediate needs met without focusing or even realizing how important their relationship with the Heavenly Father is. Did you know that you could have the fanciest house? You could drive the nicest car, wear the designer label clothing, eat out at all of the fanciest restaurants, never have a day of sickness in your life. You could never have any relationship problems. That's a fantasy, but I'm telling you, you could go through all of that. You have a successful job. You never go through all of that and never have a need. You can come to the end and say, you know, I have stored up good things for years to come, and so I'm going to retire at the age of 24. God bless you if that's you. But if you do not have Jesus, if you have not received the ultimate gift, if you have not made God a priority, the reason for your being and the focal point of your life, you will have missed the most important aspect of life that there is. The Assemblies of God right now, they have a statement that is going, they put out there on their website and things like that. And it simply says this: Jesus is the human right. Every human being on the planet deserves the right to hear that Jesus loves them and to receive him as their Lord and Savior. That's why we are so passionate about reaching our community. And how passionate we are about reaching the world is we want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to receive the greatest gift that they will ever receive. Just felt prompted to ask you this question. When you think about the greatest gift you've ever received, do you think about a birthday present? Do you think about somebody just walked up to you and gave you something that surprised you? Do you think about a Christmas present that you received, or do you think about the things that God has given you? For me, the greatest gift that I ever received was the forgiveness of my sins and Jesus as the Lord of my life. Today, I want to declare to you that you have God as the ultimate giver in your life. We all work. We should be diligent. We should be dutiful. We should be good stewards of the things that God has entrusted to us. But today, let's begin to make sure that we are not just crying out, say, God, give me today. And then as soon as that's over, we forget all about him. Let's realize that today he is the giver of every good and perfect gift. Father, right now, I want to thank you that you are concerned about today. Lord, you know what people are going through right now. And I pray that every person listening would have a relationship with you where they could cry out, Father, I need a miracle right now. And Lord, that you know what they have need of before they even ask. And I pray you would send it their way for your glory. In Jesus' name, we'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.